Welcome to another installment of the University of Life podcast from uoflife.com, where our mission is to help you maximize your life. And with that in mind, today, let's talk about what you want. And I have a specific question to discuss around it, and it's this. If you could have anything you want, anything in the world, or do anything you want, or be anything you want, which one of those three would you choose? And what would you choose there? This question emerges from something I've been developing in conjunction with my identity course, which you'll find soon at uoflife.com/identity. A lot of resources getting prepared. It's coming along awesome. I'm excited. And also comes from something I wrote down in college. I used to tape a piece of paper to the back of my bedroom door, and I'd write down my little maxims and plans, like be your own action hero, act first, ask questions later. And one of my favorites of all time was get what you want. Get what you want from life. So we're going to talk through getting what you want, either having or doing or being or all three. And I'll tell you some insightful tips and pitfalls related to these. So let's start with have. And for this, I'm going to tell you a quick little story. I was sitting in Hong Kong one lovely September afternoon, waiting for my visa to go through to get into mainland China. That was before, you know, they took the lease back on Hong Kong. I don't know if you need a visa anymore to cross that border. But as I was sitting there just reading and wasting some time, just waiting for it to go through, somebody walked up to me, a young magician or psychic or something. And he, you know, showed me a few tricks to get me interested so that I could pay him some money for more. And he started out with a little trick where I'd think of a flower and then he'd do some things and unfold a paper and show me how he had written that one down. He knew I was going to say that, you know, and it was pretty transparent. I'm sure on other folds of the paper, it had other names and such. So I wasn't super impressed, but I had nothing better to do. And he told me my lucky date was November 17th and my lucky letters were M, L, and H. And then when he got done with the freebies, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to pay for any more. Thanks. Bye. Well, a couple months passed by, November 17th rolls along, and something really, really cool happened. A friend that I had met the weekend before on a weekend trip to Xi'an called me up and invited me to something, and I met some of my favorite friends I've ever met in my whole life from that. And I thought, hey, this was my lucky day after all. Maybe that kid was onto something. Maybe he knew more than I thought. So I looked back at my lucky letters, MLH. And I thought, what do those mean? Well, it's a pretty good guess. It means money, love, and happiness. And I suspect he did that on purpose. So he could be like, oh, yes, tell me my future so I can get money, love, and happiness. Because who doesn't want those? So I can't speak for you. I don't know what you would want if you could have anything. For me, I'm going to say money, love, and happiness. Because why not? If I have money, that buys my time so I can do whatever I want. And then I'll do things, of course, love and happiness. Who doesn't want those? Universal desires, right? Next, let's move on to do. If you could do anything, what would it be? Maybe it would be something grand, like going to outer space or climbing some mountain or playing a symphony at Madison Square Garden or wherever. But I bet that for a lot of people, if they could do anything they wanted in the world, they'd pick something like laying on the beach in Tahiti or something that boils down basically to doing nothing, to just relaxing and turning off. And that is a really nice thing. I've laid on a lot of beaches and it's fantastic, but I want to point out one danger of that mentality, if that's your constant wish that you could just do nothing. And that is that when you kind of shut down your ambition, your liveliness, your desire to accomplish something, to be alive and do anything, then your energy kind of shuts down. It goes a little bit to an inert state. And when that happens, then other negative energies around you can kind of glom onto that because they're comfortable with it. But when that happens, they're usually draining your energy from you. And so you become even more tired and it can be hard to dig yourself out of that hole. So please take a vacation to a lovely beach. But when you're there, after you've laid there in the sun for a while and just enjoyed the sound of the little waves lapping the beach and whatnot, get up and run into the ocean and dive in and swim, you know, live a little bit, be alive as well, and enjoy that feeling of doing things, not just not doing things. I mean, sure, double check for a sign, make sure there's not a riptide, and look for any shark fins if you're worried about that, and scuff your feet, whatever you call that, along the bottom so you don't step on a stingray. I'm probably not helping, huh, with these. And it's true. Life is dangerous. There are risks out there. But you've got to be alive. You've got to take those risks anyway. Go for it and reap the rewards. Next, let's move on to being. And there are two different ways to be. And the first way is by finding an ancient little lamp on the beach while you're laying there or when you go out and go for a swim. And you rub it to polish it off, and a genie pops out and says, hey, what do you want to be? I'll make you anything. And that's the kind of being, if you say, I want to be rich, or I want to be attractive. Rich so I can buy and consume whatever I want, or maybe feed all the hungry children in Zimbabwe. That'd be great. Or attractive so that people will just be interested in you passively, and you don't really have to do anything about it. Unfortunately, that's not really how life generally works, because there are not many magic lamps floating around in the ocean anymore. At least I haven't found any in my travels. So what you really need to do, if you want to be something, is you need the second type, and that is to become what you want to become. And to do that, of course, you have to take steps, figure out, well, how do I become that? If you want to be more attractive, maybe you need to sharpen your mind, read some books, read some quality reading, so that you know, have some interests, have some passion about something, so that when you talk to other people, you have something to contribute. And your passion, that can be very attractive. Or maybe exercise more and get fit if that's the kind of attractive you want to be, and thus become whatever it is you want to be. I'm a firm believer that you should get what you want in life, but I also am wise enough to know by now that to get that, you're probably going to have to put in some effort. So in the end, which one do you think is best? To have or do or be what you want? I'm going to go with be. I think that's the most secure one to choose. And way to live, because you might have something, but if you're not up to the task or up to being your best self, you're not going to enjoy it as much, and you'll probably use it up and it'll go away. Doing stuff is great, but it can take effort. But if you be what you really want to be, then you'll kind of automatically do those things that probably you want to be doing anyway, and that'll lead you to have the things you want to have. And finally, at this point, let me introduce in a little bit more detail that identity course that's coming up at uoflife.com/identity. The course is built of three primary premises which help you not only figure out who you are, but also design who you want to become. And the first one is that it divides identity, sense of self, into 10 different layers that apply to everyone in different degrees. For example, on the outer layer, level 10, is possessions. Now, possessions, obviously, that's not who you are, but we often identify with our possessions, and it's kind of our message to the world about who we are, so you can find out these things. And if you don't do that, if you don't define yourself at all by your possessions, maybe that's really mature, but maybe you're missing out also on some opportunities to be more, to think more of yourself. So the course helps you explore, for example, your clothing. What does that say about you? Why do you choose to dress the way you are? What effect does that have on your sense of self and your life? Level 9 is affiliations, and this explores different groups you belong to and how much that shapes your sense of self, like race, religion, regionality, politics, age, gender, that's a big one. And then it continues going deeper and deeper down, like level 7 is your body. So now we're actually getting to you. You know, what do you think of your body and different parts of it? And it helps you explore all that. Then level 5 is personal power and the things that make you either a more powerful person or more of a victim, kind of on the other end. It dives into some of your thought patterns and values, the things that really motivate you in life. And anyway, it explores all these different levels and helps you figure out who you are. And like I said, design who you want to be. And I think it's super interesting. And then with each of these levels, it helps you explore not only what you are or want to be, you know, the actual or the ideal self. It also asks why. What is it you're getting out of it? It's really important to understand that to really make the most of it. And then there's a whole set of other questions to find out how strongly this applies to you and in what ways. And then also it relates like each layer to the other layers and see how those interact. So I've got all my data laid out. I've got my focus groups organized, and very soon you'll be seeing videos. So subscribe to our channel, sign up for our newsletter and our podcast. And I'm really glad to have you along. So as always, until next time, live smart, live happy.